Hey everyone, this is Sasha.
And Claire.
And this is
Dare to Rise.
We so often tell ourselves we can't and come up with lots of excuses, such as, I can't do this, it's not possible, the universe doesn't want me to do it. It's so easy to tell ourselves that instead of actually getting out of our comfort zone and trying something new. And for a very long time, I was very much like that, very much, I can't, won't do it, it's not possible. And when I say I can't, it's not that the saying, like, I won't, it was, I can't because it won't work out. Mm-hmm. Why should I try doing it because it's not going to work out? And that, I think that stemmed a lot from my childhood, because I was never really allowed to try new things. It was like, no, I'm not signing you up for skating class. Like, you can't do this because you're just going to quit. You're not going to like it, so why bother trying?
You were, like, set up for failure.
Yeah.
From the very beginning, even before you started trying.
Yeah, and so I just became this person who never tried anything.
Hmm.
I would try some things here and there, but for the most part, it was, I can't do it because I'm not going to be good at it. It's not worth my time because I can't do it. I won't be able to do it. I'm going to quit. I'm not going to like it. Why bother? And if I continued that thinking, I wouldn't be in a place where I am now, where in this past year, I've kind of realized that I can do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I actually am able to, and it's worth doing, and it's worth trying, because I, even if I quit, even if I don't like it, at least I know that I don't like it.
Yes.
Because I've struggled a lot with, what do I want to do? I have no idea what I want to do with my life. And here I am, 31 years old, and I don't know what I want to do with my life. And I think that really stems from me not even trying new things. And so this past year, there's been a lot of new things in my life. Like, I always wanted to have a house. I never thought I'd be able to afford a house. I thought I'd never be able to get a house.
And
but
here
this,
you are.
But this past year,
yeah.
I bought a house.
A beautiful,
got a new car.
House, too, by the way.
Thank you. It's a really
awesome.
Nice house.
Yes. Awesome car, too.
Yep, I got a new car. I started writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
I started a YouTube channel for streaming video gaming. And I'm starting this podcast with Claire. So,
yay.
Really, like, what my goal is from now on is to just continually try new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like, a list of things that I want to try. Like, I recently bought some courses on Udemy.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the classes I bought was Reiki. And so I want to give that a shot. I haven't fit it into my schedule just yet, but I'm still thinking about, like, what's something new I can try, because as much as I like my job, it's not fulfilling me, and so I need to find something that will fulfill me.
Yes.
And it might not be the book I'm writing, it might not be the YouTube channel, it might not even be this podcast, but the point is that I'm trying something new, something a little bit out of my comfort zone, especially with the book. I was a math major.
Mm.
I graduated with a math degree, mostly because not only did I love math, but I was horrible in English. I am not the type of person who, what I call the gift of gab, for any length of time, whether it's verbally or written words, not me. I also am not very grammatically correct. I cannot spell things very well.
So what got you to write a book then? Like,
well, I've been thinking about a few different stories for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually used to enjoy writing when I was in high school. After school, a few friends and I would go to the library, and there was this young adult section, which was really just like a place to hang out, and it wasn't like a quiet zone. You didn't have to read, you could use the computers, you could do whatever. And a few of us developed a writing club. And it wasn't like it really intense.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. And
yeah.
It was like a free space to express yourself. And whether, like, and it wasn't like everyone did the same thing. It was like, if you wanted to write poetry, you'd write poetry. If you wanted to write a story, you'd write a story. Then we'd share it with each other.
Mm.
And it didn't matter that I made spelling errors. It didn't matter that it didn't necessarily always make sense. But it was a group of of girls, and we were all supportive of each other. Mm. And I really enjoyed that. And it was a really nice creative outlet for me. As I went through high school and continually did not do well in English class, I decided English is not for me. I'm not meant to write. Like, this is, no. Mm,
even though you enjoyed it.
Even though I enjoyed it. Mm. And because I also did really enjoy math.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really good at math. So I enjoyed it. I thought I was good at it. And so therefore, that's why I chose to major in. And even in college, I did take some English courses per the mandatory course selection. You had to take one English class and then one professional writing class. And I did not do well in those. I mean, the professors were very kind to me, but I could tell that wasn't really something I was good at. But I am a very vivid dreamer.
Mm.
I have a lot of crazy, real, intense dreams. And some of the dreams that I've had, I'm like, you know, that would make a really great book, or that would make a really great TV show. And I, over the years, like, some of them I've remembered, some of them I've forgotten, but essentially I was just like, why can't I write a book?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it gets published to me. It's more about, let me try and at least get my ideas out on paper and enjoy it. And then if it goes somewhere, awesome. And if it doesn't, I can still say I wrote a book.
It's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Exactly. And that's what it is for me. It's like, the thing is, it's like about my job. There's nothing wrong with it. I love the people I work with. I work for a great, great company. And I'm very, very lucky and fortunate to be where I am
mm-hmm.
at that company. However, I don't have the creative outlet
mm-hmm.
that I so much desire.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done stuff in the past, like I'm a big crocheter, so I've crocheted and that's been my outlet for a while. However, it's kind of, even though I still enjoy crocheting, it's become kind of a bit of a chore for me.
Mm.
And so therefore I'm not investing as much time into that as I would like. And I think that I'm trying to find something that will not only be my creative outlet, but potentially something that I can invest a lot of time in / something that might eventually make me money and be my job. And it's because I desire not only the creative outlet, but I desire more flexibility with my time. I think that's also partially because of therapy.
Mm.
I value my time more now more than ever, because I don't want to be somebody who's spending 8+ hours a day at work. I really want to have that flexibility, spend more time with friends and family, and I do want to have children someday, and so I think it'd be really beneficial if I could be more present.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not knocking anybody who works an 8-hour+ a day and has to raise children and who have limited time with your children. That's fine. Every situation is different for everybody else. But for me, I know that I'm going to want to have more time with my future children than I would if I continue down the path that I am going down right now. And so I want to try new things to find my passion
mm-hmm.
and to help me move closer to my dream of having more flexibility around my work schedule.
This year has been a wild year for me too. I also just bought my own condo. Never thought I would be there. I never thought I'd be a homeowner, especially since about 2 years ago, I was actually homeless. So just to be where I am now, I'm so super grateful. So I bought a condo. I launched my own company. I'm working on a podcast with Sasha. It's been so fun. I've always known where my passions were and what I loved to do. So it wasn't like I was trying to find what I was passionate about. So my story is a little different. For me, it was really pushing myself out of my comfort zone. For example, I've always had like an entrepreneurial spirit in me. I launched my own dog walking and pet sitting company in 2010. Sasha, I remember you still have my little postcards
yep.
and my business card that you showed me recently. Same, I wanted more passion, more creativity, and I wanted my own thing. And Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, in the corporate world is just, soul-sucking.
Not for everybody,
not,
but for
yes,
us.
For me, absolutely. I just couldn't find the purpose of what I was doing, and it felt like what I did didn't matter. It was just, I just felt like another cog in the wheel. Actually, what led me to launch my own company was I went to a networking event. So I took one small step that led me to this event, which honestly, I didn't want to go to. I was exhausted. I had worked a full day, almost skipped it. Glad I didn't. The other reason that I almost skipped it was because networking events are awkward. You walk into a room with your business card, room full of strangers, with the purpose of conversating and having like meaningful conversation and trying to make a connection and trying to make it fit into whatever project. Anyways, it's just a very awkward situation.
And that's a nightmare of mine, going to a networking event. Like, I'm not knocking them, I'm sure they're great, but I'm such an introvert that going somewhere and talking to people I don't know creates great anxiety for me. So I'm like in awe that you could handle that.
Oh, me too. I am an introvert at heart. I can push myself out of it. I've gotten a lot better. I almost skipped it because of XYZ. All the number
excuses.
I don't want to go. It's uncomfortable. I'm tired. Oh, it's late, whatever. But I went, and at this event, the speakers was actually a mentor for a startup accelerator program. She just casually mentioned it. I jotted it down. I looked it up, and I saw that they were accepting applications. Just made the deadline. So I submitted my application. At that point, I had had a vision of, you know, well, what kind of company I wanted to create, what kind of problem I wanted to solve. And I didn't really know what to do from just the idea phase to going to market. So through this networking event, I found this program and I connected with this mentor. And then I got accepted into the program. I started and I did the courses week after week, did all of my assignments. And then at the end of it, I pitched my company to the public for the first time. And I got one of the loudest applauses. And I'm not showing off or anything because I practiced my pitch over and over and over and over and over again. And I got so much help. My mentors, my directors, my classmates even, Sasha, oh my god, those late nights that we spent talking on the phone. And remember, you've seen my pitches, you've seen the very ugly.
It all takes practice.
And help, and just asking for help too. But anyways, it just blows my mind that this one step that I took, go to this event, and then to be exposed to this one thing, and then that led me here, and then that led me there, and then before I know it, like, the floodgates are opening, and I have access to all of this stuff, and all of these resources, and all of these mentors, and this whole vibe.
And you've actually launched your business.
I did, yes.
Yeah.
So the thing is, like, when you're trying something new, be open. Like, be open to the experience. Be present in the experience.
Yeah.
Just be like, don't sit there. Like, I could have gone to that networking event with my arms crossed and be like, why am I here? I should be home. Oh, I'm not paying, you know, not paying attention, not giving it my all. I could have been like that, but I was open. I was present. I took notes. I asked questions. I made connections, and look at where it got me. So it really paid off.
And I think it's really important to understand that it might not be easy to go to these things. You might have a bazillion things to do. Everyone's busy. Everyone has things to do. I know by the time I get home from work, I don't want to do a single thing. I don't know how people who have children do it after an 8-plus-hour workday, and you get home, and then you have to take care of your children.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm in awe of people who can do that, but I think that even more so, it's even more challenging for those people to go to a networking event and try new things and do something for themselves to help better their situation.
Mm.
And one thing that I think is also important that you kind of glossed over a little bit, but I want to draw some attention to it, because you were homeless. Like, you did not have a home. You stayed with your brother, and so you did have a roof over your head.
I was crashing on his couch.
But you actually didn't have a home.
Yeah.
And then now you're a homeowner. You own a condo. And so you are making things happen for yourself.
Yes.
And that part of it was luck, but part of it was you actually showing up.
That grit and that determination.
Yes.
And I was determined not to be on my brother's couch forever. That this isn't where I wanted to be. I felt sorry for myself. You know, not gonna lie, I threw myself a pity party.
We all do it sometimes. Me, a lot of times.
But you know what? After I threw myself a pity party and I said, you know what? I said, what am I doing? What am I accomplishing by just sitting here and crying over my situation? What can I do now to better myself and better my situation? So, step by step, I saved up every dollar. I was still working, so I still had a job. So I applied for all of these programs that I didn't even know existed too. It's like Boston has a great website and network, a list of resources. I just waved it off as like, oh, I don't need this because I don't qualify because I work full time. But actually, wait a second, I actually do.
I think the important thing is that you tried. Like, you didn't, like, yes, at first you're like, oh, I don't need this. But then after looking into it, you realize that, oh, actually, this will work for me. And you actually made the effort to try something new, get out of your comfort zone, not only with finding housing, but also with that networking event where you started something new.
Mm-hmm.
So just you trying these new things and getting out of your comfort zone, you were able to accomplish so much.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you put your time and attention and intention into what you do, oh my God. Like, the world just opens up to you. Like, I just feel like God and the universe are supporting me.
Well, I think that's something, too, because part of my cognitive distortions that I've discussed with my therapist is I had this complex where I believed that God and the universe hated me specifically and all these bad things in my life that were happening was because they specifically were like, F you, and hated me specifically. And I think it's worth mentioning that my perspective has changed a lot about that. And I now believe that you get what you put out into the universe. So if you put yourself out there and try those new things, you're going to open up doors that you didn't even know were there.
Yeah.
You're going to find things that you didn't even know were there. For example, because I'm trying these new things, like, I watch a lot of YouTube. And I'm like, I can never do that. And so now I'm like, you know what? Let's give it a shot. And now I'm giving it a shot and I'm actually having fun with it. I'm still like fairly new and I'm still kind of working my way through it, but we don't know what doors that will open for me.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not really what I'm supposed to be doing, but just trying really makes a difference.
Yeah. 'Cause you never know, right?
Yeah.
You don't know until you're there. You figure it out as you go. We don't know, but we're here and we're making the best of it and we're doing our best. We're figuring it out as we go. The important thing is to start, right?
Yeah.
That's huge. Don't talk yourself out of it before even starting.
Because
once you're in it, you can just figure it out. And then you can kind of iterate and refine and you get better as you do things.
Yeah.
Right?
And you don't have to be an expert with the first thing that you do.
Yes.
And you don't have to go way, way out of your comfort zone. But just taking one step in a direction that will help you get to where you want to go, even if you start going down the wrong path, at least you're trying.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that the CEO of the company I work for, he always says, is fail fast.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is it's okay to fail, but just do it fast. So just go down a path, wherever it takes you, just see where it takes you. And if you fail, okay, you know that didn't work.
Try something else. Yes.
Try something new. And you can take the knowledge that you got from that past failure and bring that knowledge with you so that you can potentially succeed more. Or even that failure, you could look at that failure and say, you know what, this failed because of XYZ, let me rework it. I can still do this if I take what the lessons I learned from this failure and apply it on the next steps.
You know, it's only a failure when you sit in it and you are stuck in it and you allow it to just, you just allow yourself to just be stuck in that area, in that space. And you can sit there and you can cry about it and you can just analyze it to death, but then if you don't do anything different or change
or if you give up,
yes, that's a failure.
Yeah.
But fail fast, I like that. Or fail your way to success too.
Yeah.
Is another great saying that I like, because right off the bat, we're both new with this, you know, and right off the bat, we're going to make mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You guys don't know this, but this is the second time we're recording this episode.
Yes.
So, I mean,
we could have stopped and be like, yep, that's a failure.
Yeah.
But we're trying, right?
Yeah, and we're learning. Like, the first time the microphone didn't work,
mm-hmm.
we recorded this whole thing. And
I was in
we
tears.
And we didn't realize.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's all a learning experience, and just don't be afraid to try something new. There's also this book that I read called The Artist's Way,
mm-hmm.
and in it they talk about the artist's date. And what that is like you're taking yourself out on a date, which doesn't necessarily mean you're wining and dining yourself, which you can certainly do. It's just about going out into the world by yourself and absorbing everything around you. So you can go see a movie, you can go to a networking event, you can just go for a walk around the block. And it's just, the thing is that the artist's date, you never know what's going to spark something inside of you.
Mm.
And so it's like you with the networking event, you went there, you didn't really expect much from it, but then you got that little spark,
mm-hmm.
of an idea of that course that you could take and enroll in, and then you were able to, and now you have a business started.
Yeah.
And if you didn't go, if you didn't take that time for yourself to go to that event, you would have never got that spark, and you still would not have started your business.
Not as
at least
fast.
Not right now. Yes.
Yeah. It would have taken me some time to get there.
And that's the thing. It's just, you never know what's going to intrigue you.
Mm-hmm.
And you, especially if you just stay at home all day and you don't go out and you don't experience life, you're not going to find that something that is going to trigger you to take an action to try something new, to do something creative. Maybe you're a painter and you're stuck, or you're a writer and you have writer's block. Sometimes the best thing you can do is take yourself out of your normal situation and do something new. And maybe you go for a walk and you come across some beautiful landscaping, and that triggers you to want to paint again.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're walking down in the street and you see something happen that was interesting. You bump into somebody, you have a great conversation, and then all of a sudden you have a floodgate open of different ways your story can go. And that's what it's all about. It's all about going out, trying something new, being present with yourself as well as the universe,
yep.
essentially,
yep.
and giving the universe a chance to
hand you something.
Exactly.
Something beautiful, something that could launch you to X, Y, Z, whatever, inspiration.
Exactly.
That you need. And the important thing is, once you get that inspiration, is to act on it.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get inspired, but then the action is really where it is, where
yeah, it's
success
it's hard.
Is.
So there's kind of two books that I have in my head that I would like to write someday. And one of them, I started once, and I had it on my computer on vacation with my family, and one of my family members saw it and made fun of me for it.
Hmm.
And it was just like one paragraph. They just happened to look over my shoulder, which apparently is a common theme in my life. I'll get into that, I'm sure, in another episode. But they just happened to look over my shoulder as they were walking by and made fun of me for it. And I stopped writing.
Mm.
Because I'm like, clearly, I suck at this. And I didn't write for a good year or two. And if I just gave up completely, I would have regretted it, because I was always thinking about it. Even though I wasn't writing it, my mind always went back to it, like, oh, it would be such a good book to write. I really want to write it, but I'm so bad at writing. I'm not going to do it right. And then I was talking to my therapist about it, and she goes, that sounds like it'd be a really good book. I'm really interested in it. You should write it. And then I was like, really? You really think so? And she goes, yes, I really think it'd be a great book. And so now I'm trying to write it. And so what I did is actually I talked about it right around October into November, and I joined NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month, and you're supposed to write 50,000 words in a month. I did not reach that goal.
But you tried it.
I tried it and
did it.
And I got actually pretty close to the end of the book. I think I'm at like 43,000 words I did in 1 month.
Wow.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's the best writing I've ever had. It definitely needs a lot of work. But just the fact that I was able to do that was eye-opening to me. And I can't wait to continue writing that book. I've taken a little bit of a break because writing a certain number of words every day did take a little bit of a toll on me. So I decided to take a break from it so that I can recompose myself and then start anew, getting back into it. But I still fully intend to finish writing that, and I'm actually developing a plan right now to get back into writing it so I can finish it. And I really hope that I'm able to make it something that I can publish, even if it's just an Amazon published book that I paid to publish myself.
Yeah.
Just, I want to be able to do that.
Now, you said something that I think we need to dive deep into. Someone looked over your shoulder and made fun of you. Okay. I think the takeaway there is don't let anybody dim your light in your passion. Don't let anybody's negativity and criticism stop you from doing what you want to do. Now, when I was launching and I was creating my business plan and my business model and pitching, I've had so many people tell me, like, that's not a good idea. Very not supportive. People trying to tear me down. And I stuck with it. And I think it's important to be true to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, just know yourself and be true to yourself and be true to what's calling you. Because in your experience, it stayed in your mind for how many years? And it stayed, and now you're releasing it and you're putting the action to it.
And I think the thing is that it's very easy to listen to what other people are saying,
mm-hmm.
and just let them take you down. But
yes.
Imagine Picasso, probably when he first started doing his weird shapes as art, probably like, what are you doing? And now people love his work. And so it's just these things. It's like, you never know what's going to happen. Some, like, a lot of the people that are famous authors today, like J.K. Rowling, she was a single mom and she got fired from her job for daydreaming. And she wrote these books and she got a dozen or so rejection letters.
Yes.
And now she's a millionaire. But the thing is you never know what's going to happen. Like,
when inspiration hits you, when you're inspired is in spirit. And in spirit means God has given you like his life and his inspiration and his spirit within you. He sparks something in you. And when you're called to do something and you do it, in my opinion and in my experience, you do get rewarded. I don't know what the reward is. Maybe
it's just the feeling of accomplishing something.
Yes.
That you didn't know you could accomplish. Maybe it's publishing a book and making money off of it. You never know where the road's gonna take you if you don't go. The takeaway from this is that you really do need to try new things, and you really need to go after the things that you want,
mm-hmm.
and find something that you're passionate about and stick with it. And I think that Claire and I really want to challenge our listeners, all of you guys, to do stuff. And so each episode going forward, we're going to have a dare for you. And we want you guys to do them as you can. We're not putting any pressure on you guys, but we think that each of our dares will help benefit your life in some way, shape, or form. And our first dare is to do one thing towards a project or something you always wanted to try. And what we really want is just for you guys to look to try something new. Whether that's just reading a book about painting because you want to go into painting, or watching a YouTube video of how to crochet. Just take one step in the direction of something you want.
We really want to hear from you. So how did it go? Tell us, what did you do and what were the results? How do you feel doing it?
Yeah, we really want to hear from you guys because we want this to be a very positive experience for you guys, but we also want to build that community. So we want to share some of your experiences so that others can hear that not only are Claire and I able to try new things, but also that others are trying new things.
You're not alone. We're in it together, creating a community of like-minded people.
Yeah. And so reach out to us with our email, Facebook, or any other social media. All of our information is in the description below. We would love to hear from you and even just let us know what you like and don't like about the podcast. We're open up to criticism.
Feedback.
And we want to improve ourselves to help everyone that we can reach. Just remember, fear is a four-letter word that can stand for
forget everything and run, or face everything and rise.
We dare you to rise.